Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there. Let me tell you what I think is the most overestimated thing in the world is that people think that it takes so much more huge actions than it does in one day in order to reach your goal. It's tiny little things done consistently. Everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys, if you are not on my daily text list, I would love to have you on there. I sit down and write about 15 to 30 texts at a time. And I really sit and think about what is on my mind, what is on my heart, what am I going through? What do I feel like I need? What has been helping me from conversations with my friends to mentors to podcasts to books? It's like a short little cliff note of inspiration or a book or different things that have really rocked my world. So I want to send those to you every single day in a text message Monday through Friday. So text the word daily to 310-496-8363. I promise if you hate them, all you have to do is send back stop and I'll stop bugging you, but I think you're going to love them. So text me the word daily to 310-496-8363. And today I want this podcast to be your reminder to make sure that you are cleaning your personal closet, meaning your brain, like really going through and looking at what is bogging you down and making you feel chaotic, making you feel tired. There's so much in our life that we should be developing a practice around making sure we're not carrying that bullshit anymore. So what I want to chat with today is there's something that you can schedule once a month In fact, you know what? Just start scheduling something once a month. Maybe it's the end of the month or the beginning of the month where you sit down and you journal things that have been on your mind that are taking up energetic space. They're taking up a place in your brain that is costing you way too much every single day. What do I mean? For example, is there something that you said or an argument or something that someone else said that you're not being able to move past, that you're not forgiving yourself for, that comes up in your thoughts every single day and all of a sudden just makes you feel like you've lost every freaking ounce of energy in your body and you can't go on? I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you. Well, you're a human, so I'm guessing that this has happened to you. But I go to the gym or I go for walks. And I notice that whenever I think of something or have something on my mind that's heavy, maybe I'll be on a walk with Chris and all of a sudden we're walking and I'll think about it and I'll be like, oh my God, why did she say that? Like, why are we in this argument right now? Like, how do I get around this? How should I respond to this? This is literally killing me and I'm pushing it. Like I'm pushing it down the road. I'm kicking the can down the road. I'm not facing it. And we'll be walking like a normal pace. And all of a sudden it's like my body, just like my shoulders slump forward. I start slowing down. I look down at the ground and Chris is like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I'm like, oh my God, it's literally insane how this thought or this thing that I'm thinking that I'm not facing is draining me of all of my energy. And you guys, this is how majority of people are walking around. We have so much baggage. We have so much luggage from relationships that we haven't healed from. We haven't let go of. We haven't sought to get therapy or help or even journal on it or try to figure it out. We haven't had the tough conversation. So we're carrying that bag and that one's really heavy. We have unhealed trauma from maybe our parents or siblings or whatever that looks like, and we're avoiding that. All of these are baggage that are filled with freaking bowling balls, you guys. So if you're wondering why you're exhausted every day, a lot of it is because of the unhad conversations and things that you are not willing to look at or do. I'll tell you what else is a really, really heavy bag is knowing that you have a huge purpose and you're not taking the daily action to do the damn thing that you know you're supposed to be doing. And it doesn't mean that you have to do a million things in one day. Let me tell you what I think is the most overestimated thing in the world is that people think that it takes so much more huge actions than it does in one day in order to reach your goal. It's tiny little things done consistently. I would rather see that you start with 15 minutes a day of walking and doing it consistently than thinking that you're going to go do 90 minutes four times a week and hold yourself to that and then totally fail because you started with way too much. So what does it look like for you to schedule something in and make sure that you're doing it and just learning how to build that habit? And also when we stack these small wins, even if it's just one win a day, even if you're like, oh my God, I did my 5,000 steps today or my 10,000 steps, or I sent that one really tough email, or I researched that thing and got the answer today. Like one thing a day, have it in your calendar. This is how you make yourself proud. And this is also how you know you can rely on yourself. So that is a bag that you can let go of when you are accomplishing that one thing. So I want you to sit and think right now, like, are you carrying all of this baggage and wondering why you don't have the energy or the space or the time? Because I'm telling you, you'll feel it in your body. You'll feel it in your mind. You'll wonder what's wrong with you. You'll feel like you can't move forward because you are taking up all of your bandwidth in your brain. I talk about this example a lot. It's like on your computer right now, literally. If you look at your computer, you might have like 15 windows up and you don't even realize it. Maybe you have 30 windows up, or maybe you're like me, where in the past I'm like, oh my God, how many windows do I have up? My computer is running so slow. Like maybe this is happening on your phone right now. You have to go and look at each page and close it out. You close everything out. So if your life and your thoughts were pages on your computer, what do you need to write down? What do you want to write down that you need to work on closing out? Whether this is one page a week or one page a day,
How many windows can you close out to free yourself up and give you more energy? I'm telling you, this is a practice that will change your life. If you do this once a month, like, oh shit, I didn't even realize I have this window running that's bothering me that I need to go and take care of. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's little things too, like dentist appointments, like getting a mammogram, like going to the doctor, getting things that I need to have checked on. Maybe it's something with the house. It doesn't matter what it is. These are the little things that we could actually take the time, if they were written down in front of us, to go and check off. Maybe you just choose one a week that you check off on this running list. It's going to give you so much energy knowing that these things are getting done. So you guys, I'm so grateful for you. I'm sending you so much love. I would love, love, love if you would just, if this meant anything to you, I hope it meant something to you, but if this impacted you at all, if you're going to do this, I would love to know. I love seeing who's listening. So share it on stories, tag the podcast. It's how the podcast gets out there. And until next time, everyone, earn your happy.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.